Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Michael Stollard is with us, folks. Michael Lee Stollard is the founder of the president of E Pluribus Partners, which is an organization that's designed and executes on helping companies like yours and mine maximize the relationship that we have with all the folks in our organization, building goodwill and engagement among employees in our company. He's the author, the co-author, I should say, of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's here to talk to us about something very important. Michael Lee Stollard, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be with you.
Always a pleasure. By the way, Michael's a longtime Brain Trust member. I don't think I said that. Hey, Mike, competitive advantage is something that's been around, a term that's been around a long time, maybe 10,000 years. And since proto market was formed, and by the way, I mark the birth of markets at 8002 BC. That's the date I give it. And I've done some very very detailed research on that. But anyway, so for 10,000 years, people have been trying to get a competitive advantage, and I think that competitive advantage is evolving. What I'd like for you to do is explain to the audience what you think the definition of competitive advantage is.
Well, the definition is just in the business context. It's because there's national competitive advantage,
right.
There's competitive schools, but in the business context, it's
or personal. Yeah,
or personal,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's how your customer favors you versus those who are offering similar goods or services.
Mm-hmm. Could be something literal like a price or a product or some kind of delivery method or something. Could be like that.
It could be
intangible, couldn't it?
Yeah, it comes down to cost. Number one. Relevant differentiation, which is huge. That's when we're
Explain relevant differentiation.
Well, relevant differentiation is in the consumer's eyes, are you different from those who offer competing goods and services? Are you different in a way that's relevant to them, that's mm-hmm. important to them?
Mm-hmm.
And you are viewed as the best in that particular way that is different and relevant to them.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what's different about competitive advantage in the second decade of the 21st century compared to competitive advantages, say, in the 1900s. And to me, Mike, because in those days, the concept of value, the value proposition was price, product, service.
Mm-hmm.
Relevance wasn't really that big a deal in those days, but today, where almost everything is a commodity that any of us sell, even service is becoming a commodity. There are other things that are coming into play that are more closely defined by what you said, and that's that it's a very important word. And I don't think you can talk about competitive advantage going forward without using the term relevant.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think more and more these days it revolves around execution and mm-hmm. How you're delivering what you promised to deliver.
And it might be
is there a high degree of quality and dependability? Yeah,
it might be technology, but it very likely will be the people.
Absolutely, and that's exactly where we're going. I think some things that are helpful to think about if you're running a business is, we found in our research, and we lay out in our book, Fired Up or Burned Out, that sustainable superior performance And there's just so much that really supports this. It comes down to two things. Number one, task excellence, that we're doing what we do with excellence. You know, that's the obvious one. The one that's less obvious that often sabotages a business's performance is the second part, which is first part is task excellence plus relationship excellence equals sustainable superior performance.
Say that again.
It's just that,
this is going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
Task excellence plus relationship excellence equals sustainable superior performance.
And that probably will contribute to, if not create, a culture of competitive advantage. When we come back, that's what we're going to do. We just described all the most of the elements, especially the new elements of competitive advantage, especially that relevance thing. Now, how do we install it so that we execute on that with a culture of competitive advantage? Michael Lee Stoller is going to help us with that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.